Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. The Democracy Earth Foundation is a very unique organization that makes the internet the primary means of political and economic transaction. With the rise of open source software and peer-to-peer networks, political intermediation is no longer necessary. As such, the Democracy Earth Foundation, a Y Combinator-backed nonprofit, is building protocols with smart contracts that allow for decentralized governance for any kind of organization. The Democracy Earth Foundation was also one of the first to launch a .earth domain, and today we're speaking with Santiago Siri, who's one of the founders of the organization. And Santiago, how are you?
Doing great here in San Francisco, and very happy to be talking with you, Matt.
Excellent. Well, we're equally as happy as well, and thank you so much for the time. And let's jump right in. Tell us about the Democracy Earth Foundation. Would love to hear more about your mission, how you got started, and all that kind of good information.
So we started around 4 years ago in Buenos Aires, Argentina. That's where I am from. And our goal was to figure out how we can hack the political system. At the end of the day, governments are just that, systems. And we started with a particular strategy. We created a unique kind of political party that has candidates that are committed to always voting Congress according to what citizens decide on the internet. And we started developing open source software so citizens could participate and we can generate more civic engagement online. Throughout those 4 years, we learned a lot. We worked not only in Argentina, but also with activists, representatives, and even nonprofits in different countries around the world that were interested in this kind of participation. And that took us to Y Combinator in 2015, where we decided to create a project with a more global view, and that's where we founded the Democracy Earth Foundation. And since then, we are exploring new technologies like Bitcoin, the blockchain, and this new wave of trust networks online that can really help us start thinking about how we can turn the internet into this global jurisdiction, into this global commons, where we can all participate and have an impact in our cities, in our community, but also in the world.
That's great. Thank you for those insights there. So tell us a little bit real quick about the about Y Combinator and how you're backed. And also, you have some pretty well-known members of your board that are on your team as well.
Yeah, YC has been a great experience for us. Traditionally, Y Combinator invests on startups, but we're one of the few nonprofits. Just to give you an idea, there have over 1,000 for-profit ventures, but only 20 nonprofits. So we are relatively a new thing for Y Combinator. And in that aspect, we still, you know, regarded ourselves in the same way that startups execute, focusing on developing key technology with a great vision. And we were able to build a very, very like-minded board. We have on our board of advisors Alexis Ohanian, the founder of Reddit, Krishna Bharat, the founder of Google News inside Google. Obviously, the folks of YC support us as well. And it's really a privilege to have experienced entrepreneurs, experienced technologists that really understand the nature of this problem, help us think how we can really work to deliver what's needed. And for us, it has been great, and we're very proud to be part of the Y Combinator community, because it's, at the end of the day, it's also a community with many very smart, very, very capable founders from around the whole world.
That's great. That's great. Now, let's shift real quick. As one of, I guess, the first organization that launched the .earth domain extension, and the press release that came out about that said that the domain clearly expresses your belief in a borderless world that empowers individuals everywhere. Tell us about this, and tell us about why you chose the .earth domain extension.
Well, I think that the Dot Earth really conveys what we believe that, politically speaking, the world should look like. We live in one world. We live in one planet. We are starting to face issues that are more of a global nature that can simply not be addressed by traditional nation states or corporations or frontiers of any kind. If we look at global warming, if we look at refugees, if we look at all of these problems, they're all problems that happen on the fringes of what it's possible to solve by traditional governments. And I personally believe that the internet is definitely this global force that came to Earth 25 years ago, or started expanding 25 years ago with the web. And looking at the next 25 years of the web, I'm pretty certain that we're gonna start looking at the internet have more impact in the way institutions are created, in the way institutions are designed and governed. And certainly with the democracy.earth, we have the opportunity to give the right message right from the domain name. We're trying to, you know, democracy is a very powerful concept. It's this one concept in politics that, you know, it's everyone values, everyone likes. And with the .earth domain, I think that it couldn't be a better message to be put on the browser in order to get access to the ideas that we're working on and the technology that we're working on. And yes, we were very lucky to be, I think, among the first ones to have a .earth domain, and you know, it's been a lucky thing for us to be able to work with this domain, because we've been looking for something that can tell our message in this way, like this, and so far it has been incredible to see the reception that democracy.earth had to us, our own organization as a domain, up to the point that we are now the Democracy Earth Foundation.
That's great. That's perfect. So tell us, Santiago, what does the future hold for Democracy Earth Foundation? What's your vision?
So we are working on a new technology that is exploring two very interesting roads that we are combining. One road is this road of what it's usually called delegative democracy or liquid democracy, which is a model where simply any citizen can directly vote on issues or delegate voting power to a peer, to a friend, to someone you already know and trust. It can also be, obviously, a politician, but it does not necessarily only have to be just a politician. And also, the other element from the technical side is that we're integrating our technology with the blockchain. And the blockchain is this network that has democratized transactions in the same way that the web has democratized messaging. The difference between a transaction and a message is that a transaction involves trust. And trust is the building block for institutions. Every single institution in the world is built based on transactions of trust. So by combining liquid democracy with the blockchain and this new wave of cryptographic technologies, we believe that at democracy.earth, we can provide with activists, with you know, civil servants, and representatives anywhere around the world with ways of guaranteeing participation, guaranteeing transparency, accountability, in a very radical and open way that has never been possible before, because we simply did not have the technology. And I'm very excited about, you know, upcoming pilots that we'll be doing as an organization. We'll be working with communities of all sizes in different places of the world. Even in some cases, we're actually working with small island states where we can try the technology in an entire population in an island. And with this research that we'll be conducting with this new technology, we hope to find valuable insights and eventually make all of this technology available to anyone for free in the world.
Wow, that's great stuff. You know, Santiago, before we sign off today, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, I'm always happy to meet like-minded idealists around the world that believe in this vision and these ideas. So I can always be personally reached on Twitter. Usually I'm at Santi City, but also on democracy.earth, obviously, you'll find more information about our organization, and happy to receive messages through our landing site and to finding more like-minded idealists that can help us in this mission anywhere on Earth.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Santiago Siri, who's one of the founders of the Democracy Earth Foundation. And Santiago was kind enough to share some great insights on his organization, its mission, its vision, and also future goals, as well as discuss the organization's use of the .earth domain extension. And Santiago, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, and looking forward to see more .earth domains in the future.
Likewise. Thanks a lot.